So I am here at KickX Arena in Edelston. The opening is very soon, and I've been allowed to have a look at it. And I'm joined here by former England women's footballer, Katie Chapman. Thank you very much for joining me here. The first question, why is the opening of KickX Arena so groundbreaking?
It's groundbreaking because it's a different way of football. I think coming and seeing it today, KickX offers all different games. Pad ball, tech ball, there's loads of different, it's diverse. Any age group can play. There's something here for everybody. And I just think it's a safe place for people to come and play.
And what makes KickX Arena different to any other public sports complex?
Well, it's completely different. I think that you come in here and you see the games that are available to play. A lot of it's quite technical. So if you're a technical player, you definitely want to get yourself down here to get your first touch sorted and play some really interactive games. I think for me today, I've had so much fun joining in with the games, playing a bit of tech ball, a little 1v1 nutmeg game, which I said my kids do to me all the time, walking around my house and nutmegging me constantly. So I'm sure they'd absolutely love to come here. But I think it's a place that, once it does open, we'll be inundated with people because it's a different way of playing football.
And how could this benefit aspiring footballers?
It'll make you technically better. A lot of it is technical, first touch, learning the rules of the game, just having so many touches on the ball makes you technically better. And I think for anyone that wants to up on their skills and get their first touch right, it's definitely a place to come.
So growing up as an aspiring footballer, how did you make it into the women's game?
Just started playing in the playground, actually, football with the boys in the playground. And I was asked to join a team, which was unusual back then. And I joined Millwall Lionesses and played through the age groups. Just got opportunity to go and play into the senior team. And I think from there, and I never sort of looked back. I won my first FA Cup at 14 and never looked back.
Great. But what sort of challenges do young women face going into the world of football?
It's much, much better now, the women's game, in terms of, people's concept and perception of women's football. Back when I played, obviously, a lot of comments that, girls and women shouldn't play football. I should be in the kitchen or doing the ironing, those sort of comments back then. But, it made me the person I am, I think. It made me quite thick-skinned. I was determined to get to where I wanted to get to, and, I was successful in my career. And I think I'm happy now to, come and see where the women's game's got to and been a big part of that and the progress of the women's game. So I think, it's changing. There's always going to be those people, but it's much, much better than it was.
Yeah. And two questions that kind of link together. Did you idolise any female sportswomen growing up, and how important is representation in football?
I never actually had female role models. I didn't even, think about being a professional footballer. I think for me growing up, I just loved playing football. So I'd play at any opportunity with whoever that would be, whether it be going to the cage, playing with the boys, whether it be in the playground, and obviously joining a football team. But I think nowadays, it's amazing for the girls to have role models and someone to look up to, really strong, powerful women that, are paving the way for these girls to be professional athletes in a professional league and to play football, because, sport is sport and it should be open, whatever the sport is, to boys and girls. And we're changing that. There's still a way to go, but the concept is changing. The investment into the women's game and the visual that we can see now, it's on TV. Everyone's able to watch the women's game and the quality within that. And I think that's helping change that concept.
Definitely. And football is constantly changing, as you said. It's evolving, and such additions as virtual reality and AI are changing the game. And as a former professional footballer, what's your view on this? Do you think it's good for the game?
Listen, I think for me, it's the way forward, isn't it? I see it in my kids, I've had to go on the VR headset things, not with football, but obviously with the games for my kids. And, it's the way forward, and I think it's going to be part of life going forward. And I think, it's a great experience. I think it's something different. It makes me feel a little bit sick when I play it, the virtual thing, because I'm not quite sure. It makes me a bit disorientated. But no, listen, it's great. It's great. I think for the kids, play a lot of computer games these days. Virtual reality just makes it more real. And I think if you can play football and do it that way, especially people with injuries and stuff like that, they're not very mobile, it gives them an opportunity to play football in a different way. And I think it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And recently, former Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger proposed a change to the offside rule. where if any part of your body is onside, you can receive the ball. This means that there will be more goals in football. Do you think that this is good for the game?
Yeah, listen, no one likes offside today. No one likes VAR, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, I think it will be a good part of the game. I think it's hard sometimes, isn't it? When there's sort of, you know, a toe or toenail, fingernail, whatever, a piece of hair that's, you know, like offside. Like, you know, it will make the game definitely more interesting. As you say, more goals. Everyone goes to a football match to see goals.
Yes, absolutely. And final question. Last year, the Lionesses won the Euros, and this year is the World Cup, which is in Australia and New Zealand. The Lionesses had the advantage of playing in this country last year, but this year, players such as Sam Kerr will be playing on their home turf. And with players such as Ellen White and Jill Scott retiring, this will be a harder challenge. But how do you rate our chances, and do you want to make any predictions about it?
Yeah. Listen, the World Cup's completely different to the Euros. And as you say, they were on home turf. We had fans behind us. You know, we're at home. We had something to prove. I think winning the Euros showed the advance of the women's game in England. You know, the professional game now, there's professional league. And that was evident that we won the Euros. I think going into a World Cup, completely different. Bigger stage, you know, teams that you don't necessarily play on a regular basis around the world. Listen, it's going to be difficult. It's a World Cup, I think. And obviously, they've got players missing through injury. They've got some coming back to, obviously, Millie Wright's coming back from injury. As you say, they've got players that are retired. So it's going to be a different team. But it also gives other players an opportunity. Younger players that have been taken into the squad. Maybe players that didn't get that many minutes in the Euros will have more opportunity in the World Cup. So I think, you know, it's always a positive thing. And I think you've got to look at it as that. And listen, I hope they do well. Off the back of the Euros, if they can go and do well in the World Cup, it's only great for the game here.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you very much. Thank you.